Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Welcome to this week's khutbah, and the topic is I love for you what I love for myself. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. All praises are due to Allah. He urged us to love goodness for others. O Allah, our Lord, praise be to you. We believe in you, in your angels, in your books, in your messengers, and in the last day, and in fate, qadr, both in its good and in its evil aspects. We testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except you, the uniquely one, who has no partners in his oneness. And we testify that our Sayyid, Sayyidina Muhammad, peace be upon him, is a slave of Allah and his messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, O Allah, send your peace and blessings upon him and upon his family, his companions, and whomsoever follows him in guidance until the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, slaves of Allah, and myself with the taqwa of Allah, and to reflect upon his book, as Allah says, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ. And fear Allah, indeed Allah is knowing of what is in the hearts. O believers, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said to one of his companions, Do you love paradise? He, the Sahabi, said, Yes. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, Then love for your brother what you love for yourself. The believer loves for his brother what he loves for himself. He is keen to benefit him and hates for him what he hates for himself and hopes for him what he hopes for himself. Then Allah, glory be to him, will admit him to his paradise. The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, He who desires to be rescued from the fire of hell and to enter Jannah should do unto others what he wishes to be done unto him. The love of good for others is part of perfect faith. The Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, No one of you becomes a true believer until he likes for his brother what he likes for himself. So, he shows love and respect for his brother, treats him with affection and honor, and hopes for him all what is good, and that is the essence of faith. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, The servant does not attain the reality of faith until he loves for people what he loves for himself of goodness. And we have a good example in the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him. He said to Abi Dharr, radiyallahu anhu, I like for you what I like for myself. So, O you who love good to others, Allah Almighty said, وَفْعَلُوا الْخَيْرَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ And do good, so that you may succeed. And among the best good that the believer gives to his brother is that he rejoices at a blessing that Allah has honored him with, and that he prays for him that that blessing remains and lasts. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, If one of you sees something with his brother that he admires, let him pray for blessing, barakah, for him. And whoever loves good for his brother, let him pray for him in his absence. The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, The supplication of a Muslim for his brother in his absence will certainly be answered. Every time he makes a supplication for good for his brother, the angel appointed for this particular task says, Ameen, may it be for you too. O Allah, make us loving others and hastening to benefit them, and accept all of us for your obedience, and bless us with obedience toward your messenger, peace be upon him, and obedience toward those whom you have ordered us to show obedience toward, in accordance with your saying, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, ati'u Allah wa ati'u Rasul wa ulil amri minkum. I say this and I seek forgiveness for myself and for you, so seek his forgiveness. Indeed, he is the most forgiving, most merciful. And the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, if a Muslim defends his brother's honor in his absence, Allah will protect his face from the fire of hell on the day of resurrection. So let us be keen on loving the good for all people and doing them a favor, and let us make that a culture in our life. Let us raise our children on that. This will result in goodness, happiness, progress, and leadership in our society. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما والحمد لله رب العالمين. This khutbah was brought to you by إذاعة القرآن أبو ظبي.